All right, let's go to 29 Palms, located east of Yucca Valley and Joshua Tree, right below the Marine Base, right above the Joshua Tree National Park, off of Highway 62, accessible from Interstate 10, elevation 1988 feet. The demographics, it's got about 25,000 people, median age is only 24, a young area. The male to female ratio is 1.3 male to 1 female. 53% are married, 59% have children at home, 88% speak English, 9 Spanish, 53% white, 23% Hispanic, 9% black, 4% Asian, and 1.5% American Indian. Interesting history. A desert surveyor in 1855, Colonel Henry Washington, found Native Americans from the Chemehuevi tribe living in the area and near a spring called Mara. This spring, now called the Oasis of Mara, is located in the historic 29 Palms Inn, adjacent to the Joshua Tree National Park headquarters and Oasis Visitor Center. The early American inhabitants, Serrano, Chemehuevi, and Kawila, were followed by gold prospectors. And this particular oasis was a favorite camping spot where they could get refreshed and get more water and then move on. This all ended when World War I began and they could not get any more deposit discoveries. Now, the name of 29 Palms was first used by the gold miners because of the 29 Washingtonia filifera palm trees that surrounded the oasis. However, somebody else later in a survey reported there were only 26, not 29. There's even a suggestion that some Colonel Washington named it. But in either case, that was not authenticated, but there were some palm trees which could have gone away after a period of time. When veterans returned from World War I, many of them suffered from tuberculosis and the effects of the gas, the mustard gas. So a Dr. Lucky from Pasadena treated many of these men in the 20s, but he tried to find a place where they could go and live with their respiratory and heart ailments, preferably in the high desert. And he chose 29 Palms because of its moderate elevation, dry air, and accessibility to cities. So veterans came, started homesteading, and that's how 29 Palms began. Two roads were built in the 27, and the community had its first school. The ideology of the region, based on a pioneer, Helen Bagley, who has authored the book Sand in My Shoes, she said, "We didn't always work in peace and harmony, but sincerity, interest, and enthusiasm we had in common. Therefore, we accomplished." Father God, we lift up this area. We pray for their environmental issues. They are at very high earthquake risk. We pray that the city council would find ways to have them protect and prepare for that. We also ask that they are also in a severe drought area. We pray for them to look for creative ways to save water and even bring more water into the area. We pray for the Morongo Unified School District that they would follow the morals and standards that you have, and the parents would stand up against any teachings, any curriculum that is not aligned with you. We pray for the crime. The crime there is high. The drug crime is one of the highest I've seen in our county. It's at 22%, 12% theft, which usually follows drugs. So we pray that this will decrease. The poverty rate is also fairly high. It's almost 8% higher than California's average at 23%. So God, we pray for both these things. Usually they go hand in hand. So God, we pray for churches to find ways to help these people who are just struggling with drugs, for rehab centers to awaken and open up, for recovery groups to happen at the churches to help the people with addictions. We also pray, God, for pastors to connect and build unity and find creative ways to reach the poor and teach them financial ways to handle their monies. We pray for the 65 cases of COVID to people to recover. And we pray for the Marine base that is there that takes up a big part of the property. We pray for them to be blessed, especially at this time when we are watching Ukraine and Russia. And that we are today on a high alert for a nuclear threat. We pray for churches to unite and experience revival, intercessors to arise and claim the city and region for Jesus, that would include the Marine base, that pastors would connect and pray for revival, unity, and encouragement, for laborers for the harvest, breakdown of every stronghold, keeping the work of you, O Lord, from growing against the spirit of poverty and pharmakia, drugs, and recovery groups, that the churches with people who have addictions. We pray for the families and good teaching to help them stay healthy and strong. And we pray for revival and an awakening that would bring transformation and of lives and reformation to the city, in Jesus' name.